I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey everyone, Mark from Guitar Nerds here. What you're about to hear is a little teaser from the interview that Matt Knight did with Ryan from Fuzzrocious Pedals, which runs for nearly a full hour. If you want to hear the full thing, go to patreon.com/guitar nerds, where from as little as $5 a month, you can hear all our full interviews and get an extra half an hour of Guitar Nerds content every single week.
Our oldest was born, Caden. I was playing in a band with two of my friends, a band called Caval. And I looked down, all I had at this point was like a delay pedal that I had initially used for vocals back in the day. And maybe a Sans amp, like one of like the three programmable switchers. And that was just to have some different tones at my feet. I really didn't know anything more than like Boss pedals.
Yeah.
But I was looking at their boards and they've got all of these, you know, boutique brands and you know, Line 6 and DL4, this, that. But my buddy Lucas had all of these unpainted pedals on his board alongside of, like, a bunch of, like, Devi Ever pedals. And, you know, he would change them out every single time, like, every single time we had practice. So I'm asking questions like, you know, what's this, what's this, what's this? And he's like, oh, you know, this is a fuzz pedal, and, you know, I built this with my dad. And I'm like, wait, you built it? I had no idea that these things, that these kits were a thing.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, he's like, you can do BYOC or General Guitar Gadgets. Like, just try it out. I'm like, oh, my dad knows how to solder. I'll give it a shot. So I went and built a Big Muff first, like the GGG tuned version from General Guitar Gadgets. My dad showed me. So, like, you know, we had a couple beers. I was literally rocking Caden by foot while like soldering, like well ventilated room. But, yeah, so that's how it initially just started. Like, I made the first pedal, it fired up, everything was good, and then I was like, I want to do more of this.
Yeah.
So I contacted every one of like the bands that I used to tour with, and was just like, hey, like I'm gonna make some pedals. You know, Shannon's gonna paint them because she has a fine arts background in painting.
Okay.
So I was like, let's just build some kits and have some fun. Like, I'll offer basically like a kit building service. And, you know, we did that. Talkbase was like really, really accepting of what we were doing for the most part. And that's where we kind of took off. And then I was sick of making, you know, kits. Like, I wanted to kind of make my own thing. So, about a year and a half into doing it, almost 2 years, we took like a quick break, and then we started building what became the Gray Stash on Vero board. And got started with that. And like that's, you know, something around like 2009, 2010. And then we just got more serious and more serious as like the orders started coming in. It became a full-time job. And then became to the point where, you know, you fast forward a couple of years and like now we're not building really clones of anything. Like now it's
all your own thing.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I feel like we took a very organic step from someone not coming from electrical engineering background just to have fun with doing something and then move forward and still continue having fun while branching out and trying new things but still feeling like Fuzzrocious.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing really, because the people that I've spoke to, you know, sort of on and off the podcast have all kind of mainly done it out of, I suppose, just necessity, either to kind of like, I just want to build my own thing, or like, I just happened to learn how to solder because I needed to fix something, and then it kind of like snowballs from there. No one's gone, I'm going to be a successful pedal company and then try and start building circuits. It's sort of everyone's kind of built something and then sort of adapted it to how they want it, and then things have kind of carried on from there.
Sure. Yeah, it's almost rare anymore that you see somebody coming from like the EE background. Like one of the few that I can think of is like Christian from Adventure Audio.
Yeah.
Where he's in school for this thing, he's into this world, and then gonna do what he went to school to do.
Yeah.
You know, minus like your Mr. Black, like Jack DeVille, like that's a, I would even say that's an era before the boutique thing like really took off.
Mm.
I can't think of a lot of other guys like in our general age group that are coming from EE first.
Yeah.
And then, you know, making the company.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.